Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Milt Groff. Batting second, the third baseman, Hector Lopez. Batting third, the left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Harry Simpson. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Lou Skeezes. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Bob Serve. Batting seventh, the catcher, Hal Smith. Batting eighth, the pitcher, Gene Host. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Gene Host. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second, the second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third, the left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth, the catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Jim Landis. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Jim Rivera. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dick Donovan. And now, play ball. Milt Groff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groff hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lopez moves to third. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lopez scores. Zerniel moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Skeezes reaches second base with a double. Zerniel scores. Simpson moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simpson scores. Skeezes scores. It's 4-0, Athletics. Jim McDonald now pitching. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Serve moves to second. Two outs. Gene Host is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Host hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. McDonald scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Host for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Smith for a passed ball. Fox moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milt Groff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groff is 0 for 1 in the game. Groff bunts towards the mound. McDonald juggles the ball. That's an error on McDonald. DeMaestri moves to second. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lopez bunts in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to first for the out. DeMaestri moves to third. Groff moves to second. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Zerniel hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. DeMaestri tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-0, Athletics. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simpson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Simpson reaches second base with a double. Groff scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Athletics. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Skeezes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Landis moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up towards first. Simpson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo pinch hits for Jim McDonald. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landis scores. Rivera moves to second. It's 6-1, Athletics. Bob Powell pinch runs for Walt Dropo. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rivera scores. Powell moves to second. It's 6-2, Athletics. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Powell scores. Aparicio moves to third. It's 6-3, Athletics. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Staley now pitching. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Serve strikes out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Host is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. Two outs. Gene Host is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Host is 0 for 1 in the game. Host is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Virgil Trucks now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Groff fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Serve, who is chasing the ball. Landis reaches third base with a triple. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri takes first base on ball 4. Milt Groff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groff is 0 for 1 in the game. Groff hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Fox fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lopez strikes out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Staley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Hunter now playing shortstop. Jerry Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staley takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Staley moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Staley moves to third. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive off the glove of Hunter, and into shallow left field. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Staley scores. It's 6-4, Athletics. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Athletics, 6, White Sox, 6. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Skeezes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Athletics. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Simpson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rivera for the out. Landis moves to second. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Ron Northey pinch hits for Jerry Staley. Ron Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Groff scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Dixie Howell now pitching. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Milt Groff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groff is 0-for-2 in the game. Groff hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunter moves to second. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Aparicio moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith throws to second, with Hunter covering, and has Aparicio trapped. There's the throw to Lopez who tags Aparicio for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Skeezes. Fox reaches second base with a double. Tom Gorman now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lawler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. Minoso goes all the way around to score. It's 8-7, White Sox. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lawler scores. It's 9-7, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunter. Doby moves to second. Ryan Duran now pitching. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rivera strikes out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield pinch hits for Bubba Phillips. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Fred Hatfield now playing third base. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Zerniel strikes out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Skeezes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Thompson now catching. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a fly ball into center field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Thompson and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. Fox moves to third. It's 10-7, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox tags and scores. Two outs. It's 11-7, White Sox. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Minoso moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dobie hits a pop-up towards third. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Serve hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey McDermott pinch hits for Ryan Duran. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter hits a fly ball into right field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Arnie Portocarrero now pitching. Jim Pisani now playing center field. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rivera hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Portocarrero fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Milt Groff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groff is 0-for-3 in the game. Groff takes first base on ball 4. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Zerniel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Zerniel reaches second base with a double. Johnny Groth pinch runs for Gus Zerniel. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and Kansas City Athletics, 7. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.